USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayak, the man suspected of sending 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, is set to appear in federal court in South Florida at 2 o'clock Eastern Time today. He will be formally charged with 5 federal crimes and face up to 48 years in prison. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen joined Fox News and was asked if Sayak had any help.
Investigation is still underway. What I can assure you is if there are additional perpetrators, they will also be brought to justice. The president has directed all federal resources to be on top of this.
Police today in Atlanta also responded to a suspicious package that was intercepted at an Atlanta mail facility that was addressed to CNN. Robert Bowers, the suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, is expected to appear before a federal court today. He remains in FBI custody, and prosecutors have said they will seek the death penalty. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Word that Saudi Arabia and Russia have announced plans to increase oil production has had an impact on the price of gasoline. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us those two decisions have lowered the price of oil down to its lowest level since April.
Well, it's been a good week for motorists. The average price across the U.S. for gasoline has dropped by 3 cents a gallon, falling to $2.80 a gallon. That's the lowest tally in nearly 6 months. Prices within the next 2 days may fall to the lowest level back under $2.80 for the first time since April.
I'm John Clemens.
UPS is preparing to deliver nearly 800 million packages during the holiday season this year. The company expects to deliver more than 30 million packages on 19 of 21 operating days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. In order to avoid delays, UPS is also hiring 100,000 seasonal employees. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Speaker of the House, Republican Paul Ryan, says everyone shares some responsibility in some of the recent violent attacks. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tells CBS's Face the Nation that Republicans must share the blame for America's divisions.
Conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Linsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well. Identity politics, which is now being practiced on both sides of the aisle, is unfortunately working, and I think we, as leaders, we got to figure out how do we make inclusive aspirational politics strategically valuable again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement in response to the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting.
I was heartbroken and appalled by the murderous attack on the Pittsburgh synagogue today. The entire people of Israel grieve with the families of the dead. We stand together with the Jewish community of Pittsburgh. We stand together with the American people in the face of this horrendous anti-Semitic brutality, and we all pray for the speedy recovery of the wounded.
A parade will be held Wednesday in downtown Boston for the Boston Red Sox, who clinched their fourth World Series since 2004 by beating the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-1 on Sunday night. The Red Sox finished with 119 total wins, including the postseason, which is the second most by any championship team in history. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.